This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise
Guys. Oh, that's the king. I know that guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. You know where I got this from?
No.
Oh, where?
You've heard it before and didn't realize. This was featured in an episode of Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, no, was it?
Yeah. I said, well, man. Oh, well.
God, they got great music.
Oh, well.
They got one they I want to use.
They have great music.
I love this. This is my daddy.
Elvis?
I thought he was.
I might be. Hell, I might still be.
My mom was his biggest fan, I'm sure of it.
I used to think my daddy was Bluto from Popeye.
Did you really?
Does your mama like fat guys and mutton chops?
I mean, yeah.
So I might have been there.
We had a life-size Elvis cut out in our Florida room.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and we've got several calls on hold. I don't want to do this long. We're going to get to your calls, especially, hold on. I'm not doing this just to let the song play more, but I don't think it's hurting us. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well. We got several on hold. Tiffany, we'll get to you first because you got boss problems.
Oh,
boss.
Tiffy time.
Boss. The 70s had a look. The 80s had a look. And the 90s had a look. Across all ethnicities and colors and everything, there was a look.
Uh-huh.
That went away.
There's no looks anymore?
There's no look no more.
Yeah.
That's bad grammar, I know, but... Oh, well, there's no looks no more.
No, because people started wearing sweatpants.
Oh, I wear vintage only, or I dress like I'm an NBA player, like Fat Boy, or, you know, age, like you came back from an African safari and you're wearing what you shot. Just those situations. I look like I'm getting ready to go to an African safari. I'm wearing my camouflage dashiki today.
I look like a swing sniffer.
I'm nude except for an animal print.
Right. She's literally wearing a loincloth because it's made of pork loin.
She says she has crotchless leopard underwears.
It's like, well, what's leopardy to do?
I'm bringing them in just for...
Like, my crack is leopard. What?
Hang on, Leroy. You're getting a little wild with
Leroy's the getting out of control. You know, I asked real quick. I did ask the powers that be yesterday if we could at least for a few days change her name on the website to Leroy, and they wouldn't do it.
Ah, dang it!
Yeah. Why not?
They said it messes up the CEO, whatever that is. It's spelled SEO. I don't know how to pronounce it, guys.
You got some tips for
What's
me?
What's the CEO? What's the ASCAP? I don't know.
You got some SEO tips for me?
You OSHA approve. That's all I care about. All right, let's get to Tiffy time. She's been waiting quite a while. She waited all through headlines in that great Elvis song. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi there.
Oh, look at you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I shouldn't say that last part, probably. It's playing different connotations these days. So, problems with your boss. What's up?
Okay, so I have a really awkward situation, and I need help with it.
All right.
My boss has this really unusual habit. So the only time she talks to me is in the bathroom at work.
Oh, that's a no from me. That's a hard no from me.
And, like, it's not just like, hey, how's it going? How's your weekend? It's like, I mean, she talks, like, about, like, work stuff that I probably should have a notebook and, like, follow up with and, you know, and kind of debriefs on meetings and, you know, plans for next ones and talks about projects. And, like, I don't know what to do.
I don't like talking about anything in the bathroom.
No kind of small talk at all?
I don't. Nothing. I will deadpan. This came up years ago on the show, believe it or not, Tiffany, and the situation was I don't... Even when I'm doing, and I refuse to say number two. I am 49 years old. I'm not going to say a number two. I was defecating.
Oh, and, gross.
Then, I don't have as much issue with it then as I do if I'm standing there with myself in my hand and there's a guy 2 feet away talking to me. It's not
can't.
A homosexual thing. It's not a whatever thing. It's just like... I think maybe I'm mini meditating. Maybe why I do it. I'm like feeling the energy vibes go through me, and I'm like, quit messing up my vibe, man.
It's my time, Mr. Hand.
Well, and it's usually not ever. It's usually stuff like, how about the weather? Did you watch wrestling last night? Or something like that. And I will completely not respond to the people at all. It's usually Rock 101 Stone Man, and he probably thinks I'm an absolute dick.
Hey, guys, you should watch wrestling last night.
I won't say anything.
So what brought you here, big guy?
Could you spare
my bladder.
Could you spare a square, buddy?
All right, Tiffany, enough about me. So,
like, is she following you in there, like, specifically just to mention this stuff?
Exactly what I was
right.
going to say.
That's weird.
I really don't know. Like, we have three different bathrooms in our building, and somehow we always seem to run into each other. Like, there's a part of me that, like, wanted to take a different job. I love my job. I just don't want to have meetings in the bathroom.
Wow.
And I'm like you. Like, when I'm in there, I'm not making a peep. Like, you know how, like, sometimes you'll go to, like, airport bathrooms or the mall or whatever, and people will be on their phone?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, having a whole full-blown conversation?
Yes.
I don't even do that. Like, I'm, like, the bathroom is for the bathroom things, you know? Like, I just, I don't know. Like,
well, it's a break from the action, you know?
Yeah, sit down and take a breather.
Is it a breather? Sometimes you don't want to. I hold my breath when I'm in there.
You're right.
You don't take a breather in there, do you?
Hold your breath.
Is it always just work-related stuff? It's never small talk or how's the family?
I mean,
like that?
Sometimes it would be, like, some small stuff, but it's gotten to the point where it's mostly, like, a full-blown work meeting in the bathroom. And it's kind of, like, transitioned that way. You know, like, at first it was small talk, but this has been going on for, like, almost a year now.
Yeah.
And I just don't even know how to approach her about it because she is my boss, and I don't want to embarrass her or call her out.
Yeah,
But then it's like, you know, she manages seven other employees. Is she just office out of the bathroom? Like, what's happening?
I'm curious about something, but I have to be careful how I ask.
If you ask the same thing again, I'm going to think you've now put a Noro or whatever in my brain and know what I'm saying and thinking.
Are you doing certain activities when she's in there?
That's not what I was thinking.
Okay, like where you have to, like it would. You might be making some sounds. I don't know. Something embarrassing might be going on, but it shouldn't be because you're in the bathroom. Like that's you're using the bathroom. Like is she, you know?
Are you? I guess
you know what I'm saying.
He's asking, like, do you ever get loud in the bathroom? Like, you know, ripping a big turd whistle. Yes. Or something. Yes.
A what?
A turd whistle.
Grunts. You okay in there? Like,
did
no,
you just
I mean,
unload a rifle in here? No, that was my barking spider.
Anybody got some paper I could borrow?
It was a tsunami.
I would like to think that it's not. I'm also a lady.
Right, listen, yeah. Come on. But look,
it can be
this is what I've
guys.
Told my own mother from time to time is that when it comes to things, that is, you know, besides breathing and the need for water and sunlight and all these things, that's the one thing that brings us all together is toilets.
Yeah.
It's what we all have to do. And back in the day, rich people had the little tubs under their under the bed, you know, bedpan. People would have to go outside. My mom,
chamber
even
pot.
As a small child, had an outhouse. Had to walk out in the yard to go, you know, go to the bathroom.
Now, the one guy, his wife made him go to the gas station to do it.
Now they're here. They're publicly available. QT has a great one. Sphinx, if I'm picking my favorite, is my favorite.
Oh, I love it.
But at the end of the day, why is it such a, like, oh, I don't want to talk about this stuff? Because, I mean, it's like, well, I don't want to talk about breathing and water.
Well, like, I assume, you know, they sound like us when we go. It's like gunshots going
big
off.
Big butt trumpets going on.
Maybe it's not. It's still awkward, though.
So you're each, let me get this straight. You're each sitting on the toilet and carrying on this conversation. It's not like when you get to the sink and you're washing your hands. I can understand having a communication because you're there together at that point. But
that's a great.
But like, I would not if I'm sitting on the toilet. I don't want to talk to anybody.
It's like a voting booth. I don't talk when I get in there.
What if she's standing outside?
I'm also filling out three of them.
I knew it. That's why you won. What if she's standing outside while you know you're in there? I didn't even think about that. Like she's not using it. She's just
in
there.
Intimidation. Ooh. And that way, if I had to go bad and my boss was next door, I'd probably hold it until she left.
Hold what? Oh, I know what you're saying now. Dude,
both hands.
There's several different ways here. We don't know you. You don't know us other than listening to the show. But, like, do you get any, and I'm being very serious, do you get any lesbian vibes from her? Wow. Why is that so funny? I mean, does she throw off any of that? What? Oh, God.
She's married. So unless she, moonlights as one, I don't think so. But I also have a boyfriend. So I don't know. Like, I don't think it's that. I just think, but yeah, like you said, like if I have to go, I'll just like kind of not and then go wash my hands and then chat with her. And then I still have to go. So I'll just go to a different restroom. And then somehow she's also in that one.
So what does your boyfriend think about all this? He's probably going to laugh at it, right?
Well, okay. So he thinks I'm just being like over complaining about it, but I don't think anybody really understands like the totality of the situation. It's not ideal. You know, like there are many of times when I need a notebook and I can't remember everything she said. And I want to like, you know, it's like, send this email, do this. If you give me a list of five things in the bathroom while I'm embarrassed that I'm in the bathroom with her, like I often don't retain all of it.
I bet she doesn't close the door at her house when she goes to the bathroom. What?
She might not at work.
Because she seems a little too comfortable for bathroom chat.
I bet she wipes forward is what I do.
I don't know.
That's a rumor. I don't know to be true. Wow. You know, it's hard to like really like talk about this and give you like sound advice without all this stuff. But
did you hear what she said earlier? She thought about getting another job.
Yeah.
Because it got so bad.
But, I mean, you saying that kind of offhanded, though. You really mean that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you can just say, look, I'm not feeling good at times when you're speaking to me in the bathroom, so I'd rather just wait. I mean, what if, in the event that you did have diarrhea or you had some kind of...
Double dragons.
Other issues.
Yeah, that'd be... You might have to go to HR.
Because sometimes I've waited too late to go to the bathroom where I'm running down the hall and I really have to pee. Now, I wouldn't want to be distracted at that point because I'm grateful I made it to the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there.
It's literally like 5 steps. Right?
It's right there.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
No.
And there have been days.
You're not a girl. You don't want to pee your pants. You got
to
run.
You just mad because you have to sit down to do it.
Well, you're just mad because you can't sit down. You got to stand.
I wish I could sit down and do it.
We have it better.
Wish I could sit down and do everything.
Does she ever put her leg under the stall and start tapping toward your feet? Or anything? No. She doesn't do that.
No.
Try the boys' room.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll keep talking. We'll take some calls about this. You feel free to listen. And I mean, I would hate to think you. Oh, here's a good question. Do you have an HR department? Because that's an assumption we have about just because where we work that everybody has an HR department. Do you?
Well, we have somebody that does like hybrid HR. And so that's the other thing is like, I haven't told any of my coworkers to know, like, is this normal? Are you also doing this? Because I don't want to sound gossipy, but our company's not big. It's like 25 people. Oh, and okay. So even if I tell HR, it's like
it's gonna be
one
back.
Person. That
yes. Does, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. Like, I don't trust friends of HR. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
You can't.
I don't.
Because they talk.
Yes.
Like everybody
but
else. Because
they all happy hours together.
Maybe your boss is real comfortable with you, so she likes you.
Still, I mean, there's a time
but it
and
is,
place.
There's a creepiness.
Can we get comfortable in our office?
Yeah.
Exactly. But
right.
I don't know. And like, do I send like an anonymous email? But then if she doesn't have these meetings in the bathroom with everybody else, then does she know that it's coming from me? Like, I just don't know what to do and I don't know how to approach it. And it's gotten to the point where I've let it go on for so long that like, even if I said, hey, I'm not feeling well, like that would just be like a one-off day and she'd go right back into meeting me in the office or in the bathroom the next day. You know?
I bet she's doing it with other people too. She just don't realize it.
Yeah, but is she going that often though? She's saying she goes to different bathrooms on different floors and the lady still pops into there. Like she's watching her to...
That's a little weird.
Something's off about that. Either she's trying to catch you saying something or she's into you in a weird way. I mean, take it as a compliment if
How about if you... This is an idea. It's probably not going
to
work, but how about if you tell her prior to you going to the bathroom, if you hang on, I'll be back in a second. You stay here, and I'll run to the bathroom. We'll have a meeting right afterwards.
Well, I don't know. It might work. Might not, though.
I don't know. We do have to go to break,
get a colostomy
though.
Back.
Like, legit. What? Jesus.
She's insane.
She should be at her desk all day.
Tiffany, people are calling you Sniffany now on the text line. It's insane. All right. Good luck with all that, for real. I try not to, you know. I mean, do what you want. I was going to say, don't lose your job over it, but, you know, figure it out. Okay.
Tip it down.
Now, see, you get this text. Here I have been looking for a job for 6 months, and now people are going to quit jobs over the toilets.
It's a big issue.
Well, go get her job after she quits. Just get used to the boss being in there talking to you while you're wiping.
Yeah, might put a head up under the stall.
I had a podcast idea they wouldn't sign off on. It was going to be called Crying, Loving, Wiping, or Leaving. And they would not be into it.
Would have been perfect.
Like, it was too much bathroom humor.
If you don't wipe, that's gross.
I don't know. It's a science fair project I was going to do one time. 1-800-774-0093. Don't call the 100 part twice.
If you're the boss, call in. Feel free.
We want to know.
If you are a boss... not like a boss bitch or like a bad bitch or
like a legit boss.
Like a real boss. call in 1-800-774-0093.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy's morning show, good morning. We're talking about using the restroom at, specifically, I guess, at work, but I put this application to anything. Like if I'm out at a at a Sphinx and I saw somebody I know out there on the concourse and they come in there and like, oh man, I need to go in here too, and then they start to talk to me. I completely won't.
There's a decorum to the bathroom visit. That people forget.
The silent treatment. If somebody tried to talk to me,
that's the problem.
I would
not
ignore them.
Fully letting. That is a thing that is like. I mean, it's a task to go in there and do, you know, that thing. But like, also, it's kind of a time to sigh a little bit and say,
take a breather.
All right,
let loose.
Yeah, I don't want to be in there talking and taking more oxygen in and. You know, I feel it on my teeth and in my nose. And
Can we wait? And I'll catch you out in the lobby.
All right. Let's go to my favorite lake, and that's Crystal. She's on line one. Hey, Crystal.
Hey, I was just thinking when I heard this story, and I thought maybe Paige would bring it up, but why doesn't she blame herself? Why doesn't she say, I can simply not remember all these things when we're speaking in the restroom?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because maybe that she thinks that makes her look, she can't keep up to the standards of the office.
Incompetent, maybe.
You know how some bosses are like, no, you're always working. You know, like ours, for instance.
Yeah, but you're in the restroom. Like, you can't remember all that. And that's your time. I'm just trying to think of something because you don't want to quit your job. No. It's ridiculous to lose your job over this.
What would you do if you were in there? Like, would you fully let loose?
What would you really do?
Yeah.
I mean, I would talk to her, but then I would try to explain later, hey, we as women are taught, the restroom, I don't know, that we get in and out. We don't hang in there like you guys do.
Right.
So. What a load of bull that is. Well, what is powdering your nose anyway? I've never been able to ask a woman. I thought it was always
take
a cocaine
off
reference.
Your nose.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, safer picture.
But if your boss is in there like Crystal, you're not going to fully let loose, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, you're going you're going to crank it down a notch.
I mean, I've gone
right.
My friends, we take pictures in the bathroom, which is very strange. Not that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm
what
sure.
What do you think we're doing? You look at me like I'm.
Yeah, but that's your friend. That's not
you're
your
like,
boss.
Look
it's your
at
boss
this girl.
Reserve.
I haven't
Here
eaten corn in 2 weeks.
Never
you're not talking about what you did in the bathroom, just like mirror photos and
no,
such.
No, well, yeah, exactly. but I would probably I would give my boss. Well, I don't think he would go in the bathroom with
me.
That
so
would be weird.
It's Marcia Hendricks.
Marcia Hendricks. If Marcia decided to come in, I'd probably ignore her if she was talking to me.
It is good.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to you in the bathroom, Paige.
Yeah, I like the guy.
I would say Marcia.
She can't ignore her boss because she seems snobby.
Well, that's true.
This is my time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to accent a sentence by farting.
Wow. Sound advice, Paige. Crystal, are you, let me think of a way to ask this delicately.
Oh my God.
Are you offended by crude humor?
No.
Are you?
No.
Do you fart loud?
I'll tell you. Women,
don't lie either.
Women
not,
do.
Not. I will not around anyone. Let's put it that way.
But like, so you like maybe if you're at work and you gotta like rip one hard, you like run down the copier and just lift the leg up and just blast one.
No. Women just don't rip one hard. We just don't do that. Unless we. I mean, you don't have to fart. There you go.
Bull.
Well, sometimes, and I'm going to say this because I'm honest.
This is the symposium of sexes that we should have had years ago. Just figure this out.
Sometimes you do fart when you're peeing. I'm just going to tell you.
How do you know I do?
It makes you go faster.
Well, people do. I've heard it from people that I've had a relationship with. So it just happens to be human that you'll just start peeing and there goes the fart.
Yeah, those are the accidentals, I guess. But.
Oh, Lord. Like you bend over to pick something up and one squeaks out? That's crazy. All right, Crystal, I don't believe you at all, but I appreciate you listening to the call, to the show, and calling in.
And maybe I'm
all right,
thank
you.
Thank
you, Crystal.
Maybe
have a good day.
You too.
Maybe the fart comes first, but generally...
The egg.
Maybe I'm thinking of like in the morning where I hear him and he's like...
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Oh, Lord. Smell like they dead eggs. Fatboy, you want to
Work in Jason real quick?
Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. First long-time listener, first-time caller. Just thought, hit me a little different. Hey, how's everybody doing today? Hit me a little different listening to it. I was thinking that the boss might be doing this intentionally because she may have the impression the employee is spending too much time in the bathroom scrolling through social media.
Oh. Great. You're a person. Wow. You're a manager, aren't you, of some kind?
Nope, I tried that. Not for me. Okay. People like this. They're popular like this.
We knew somebody who did the same thing. Like, I don't know why we didn't think to ask.
What did you call him, Dracula?
Yeah.
Hey,
he hung upside down in the bathroom.
Well, he had a widow's peak haircut.
He wore a cape to take it down.
Yeah, he looked like Eddie Munster. As a grown man.
He would go just to hang out.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, he would literally go in and he had to walk a distance. Dracula. So you know it was never like a preemptive bathroom visit.
It was always up here.
If he had to really go number two, he would have stayed downstairs.
Yeah.
But this guy wanted to come up here and hide away and literally like 1 hour one day. He was just in there just screwing around on his phone.
I think he was dead.
Yeah.
Could be what this lady's doing too.
Jason, you're absolutely right, sir. Jason, stay out of management. It's a good idea.
Yes.
I'd never do it myself. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. I was asked to manage the Greenville Drive, and I was like, I can't do it, Eric. I can't do it.
Did I break boy code by mentioning
that? No, you broke wind, I think. No. Or is that your lunch? What does that smell?
No. That smell would be soup.
Oh.
Chicken noodle soup.
You eat the weirdest things at the weirdest times.
I do.
Smelling chicken noodle soup. 8:40 a.m. Strange. Yeah.
Or a cup of chili or something.
She was eating yum yum sauce. Well, you never know what Leroy's going to bring in to eat.
Leroy's loves to eat different stuff.
For the people that are asking, I wanted to keep it going without answering it, but it's kind of coming in inundation now. We call Paige Leroy because we were talking about the great Hall of Famer Satchel Paige.
Yep.
His last name's Paige, but his first name was really Leroy. So it just came off a stupid thing. And it's now more of a challenge for us not to forget it.
I know it really is.
Leroy.
So she can't let us.
Leroy. No,
Leroy,
like
she
it.
Shall be. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get back to some more calls for your own hole. We'll get back at you. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I've been told that I gave somebody a new word for farting that they had never heard before. I appreciate that.
I thought it was something else, but
yes,
I guess not.
It does sound like maybe something you would purchase at like an Adam and Eve store, you know?
Come get it now. On sale.
Buy
this weekend only.
Lingerie set. Get a free turd whistle. But and no, it goes along the lines of like a booty burp, whatever you want to call it. The thunder from down under.
A booty burp.
Let's go to
that's nice.
Kenny from Kentucky. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
How you doing, sir?
Buddy, smearing a little paint around today. How are you?
You know, what am I? I don't know. I'm fidgety. I'm good, though.
It is good. I was telling Fat Boy, I noticed when I got cut off the other day and you wanted to ask about, you know, what went on down here. I could tell it in your voice. You were concerned.
Yeah, I remember Kenny from Kentucky called a couple weeks ago about he's working in North Carolina now.
Yes.
With a hurricane. Oh, yes.
And just want to know it. Yeah, and you, you started to ask about it, and you said something about the news, and then, you know, Fat Boy hung up on me.
Just about, you know, so the news, I'll just be straight up with it. Like, Channel 13 makes me think, like, half the people from Hurricane Helene still are, like, you know, it's a disaster area. But then I talk to people who live there, and they're like, no, we're like back to normal now, like nothing. So no, I don't know what is what, to be honest.
I pass four tent cities on my way to work in the morning. So yes. From Swannanoa to Black Mountain. Now, you know, there's tent cities or RV, little RV campgrounds.
Oh, Fat Boy Tent. He got excited for a minute.
I was about to start driving up there.
He just got a map and headed for the car.
Oh, my
God. Said Tent City.
Oh,
it's not a place where they make your car windows dark or anything like that. You're living out on the streets.
Shout out to the one in Pendleton.
So are you still working in North Carolina, you said?
Yes, sir. I'm in Montreat, a little community in Black Mountain.
Yeah, that's so, do you have college.
Do you have anything to do with the ground? We keep hearing the ground's frozen up, and that was hard to...
Can't be anymore, right?
No, it's warm. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be in the 20s tonight, I think, but it's warm. Oof. You know, it was 80 yesterday.
Yeah.
But the river, I mean, it really did some damage. There's places that the river went from 20 feet wide to 100 feet wide. Oh, I mean, it just took the entire bank off.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not, and I don't want anybody to think that I was, like, second-guessing what's really
going
on.
You're a denier.
No, I'm not. I tell you what I did know. Like, remember 2 weeks ago when they said Myrtle Beach was on fire, and I knew somebody that was at Myrtle Beach? And
yeah, me too.
They would keep showing this one fire where they said Myrtle Beach was on fire, and it was the subdivision where the lady that started it.
Yeah.
So it was like, y'all, the news blows it way out of proportion to the fact of, people that are watching it start to, like, use their senses and say, wait a minute, is this real or not? It's like when Mike Seidel was standing in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And people were walking behind him, and he was acting like it was waist deep or whatever. It's like, I know it's sensationalism, but also, like, how about a little bit of truth in here?
The news shows nothing positive anymore. It's all, you know, dreaded information.
I saw a girl do squats here on TV right now. I don't mind at all. Too. She's eating cookies and doing squats.
Do you have a lot of people still trying to come volunteer or help out? Or, like, how's that going?
Man, you see a lot of those organizations, you know, their vehicles and stuff around. I don't know any of these people. You know, I just come here to work.
Yeah.
There's plenty of it.
Are you working during the weekend, I guess, going back home?
That's what I was going to ask, too.
Well, I go home every... Well, I'm staying this weekend because I had to go to the dentist Monday, so I work tomorrow or Saturday, make up for it. But I usually go home. I'm just, like, 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just, like... You may be, like, Corbin area, like, somewhere just over the border.
I'm in Harlan, yeah.
Okay.
Harlan. That's where they grow men at.
Harlan?
Grow men?
They grow them in Kentucky, by God.
Like,
They grow them in Harlan.
H-A-R-L-A-N?
Yes, sir.
Interesting.
They make... You heard the Brad Paisley song, Never Leave Harlan Alive.
I thought that was Harlan, Texas. Yeah, mm-hmm. Who knows?
They make that, what's that show, Justified? It's about Harlan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I know somebody who has that middle name, and I always thought that was kind of an effeminate middle name, but now I don't.
Fight words.
I don't at all. I really don't. That's badass. That's cool.
Are you, like, on the commercial side of it? The private, like, what exactly?
No, I do residential.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
I'm in a, I don't know, $250,000 home right now. There's some big houses up here.
What are you lighting right now?
Excuse me?
Are you lighting something?
Come on.
Am I lighting? No. I'm just walking around in the trees.
Oh,
in the
I thought
leaves.
I heard a lighter flick. All right.
You heard me kick some leaves, step on a stick.
Okay.
Like, I haven't seen Chimney Rock. I don't know how that looks now. Because they were talking about hotels are opening up still. And then they want the tourism to come back. But,
of course.
But what does that area look like now? I haven't seen any updated nothing.
Man, they're doing a real good job of cleaning it up. They're pretty quick about it, too. But there's places like I'm renting a cabin up in a holler. You know, it's a new word to you guys. But up in a holler, I'm renting a cabin. And on the way up at the top of that mountain, it looks like someone poured a huge bucket of water on the top and it washed every tree down. They didn't break. Their roots are up. It's like they uprooted and just fell over every single tree.
Wow.
Dang.
I mean, it's pretty devastating.
Yeah. Kenny, I appreciate you. Truthfully, I'm getting bored with the call, but I
me too.
I'm just messing.
I got to go back to practice.
I'm messing with you, Kenny. Appreciate you, brother. You have a good morning.
Hey, I'll call next time I got a complaint.
Please do.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, my friend.
Need one of those sorry North Carolina workers.
Oh, there we go.
Harlan Kentucky.
424-1-4318. All right, Kenny. See you, brother.
See you, fellas.
Oh, Kenny. I was getting bored, though, legit.
You have.
Remember, I have to go back to my resolution for being more honest in 2020.
You ass roll, as the kids say.
No, I was just.
I'm here for it, though, as they also
say. I'm out here for it. We out here.
Bro, let me cook.
I'll read some of the texts about this. Good question. Chimney Rock was said to have been washed away. I saw that it is not washed away. That's sensationalism. I'll tell you, I got worked on a certain part of it where I was reading, and we circled back and even talked about this. I was following a Twitter page during that. Not you page, but a Twitter page. And, boy, you're very selfish. You hear the word page and you think it's about you.
She perks up. Huh?
I'm kidding. So, you know, it was making all these really alleged boots on the ground observations about what was going on. And I called a buddy of mine who lived right there. He's like, absolutely not. That is not true. I'm out here. They were dealing with some problems, but he's like, there ain't no way. That's sensationalizing. And I'm like, there's this part of the society that just gets off on. It comes from, like, the people who got into, like, swatting, doing that kind of crap. Like, I was raised not to scream fire in the theater. But y'all will call and pretend that, you know, whatever's going on just to prank somebody.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know people's insurance, how that took off afterwards.
If they would even give it to them anymore.
Well, like, what was the update? You know, Farm Bureau got called out nationally when Trump was there and... You know, there was like, you know, stuff cycles out. I just wonder if people are having a hard time getting money out of like when they need it. Insurance, whatever.
Or, yeah, like, I forget which one of the big insurance companies out west quit allowing new homeowners insurance. New homeowners.
The fact that they can even do it, man. Like, obviously, it's a private business. We'll not cover somebody here. But the fact they're dropping people without even telling them.
Do you ever, like... I bet you have, but how many of you, like, right now, do you ever write that check or see that withdrawal come out for insurance and you just think, what the hell is that? Like, what is insurance?
Yeah.
Like, what is – I know. But if you ever, like, went back and looked how much you paid in versus what you got out, I think you don't want to.
Unless you have all these claims.
Especially medical. You know what I think when I pay the insurance? I'm like, somebody just had a wreck. And my money's going to pay for it.
Exactly. I'm paying into this monetary fund that keeps everything rolling along. I mean, kind of like what taxes are.
And even if they don't have a license, I got to have one.
Yeah, of course. Like, I see the you know how you see the new car tags now? They whatever that is, it looks like something from the future. It's like a QR code or whatever on the back of it.
Yep.
There's no numbers on there at all. So I assume they're just scanning it from the police cars.
I didn't even think about that.
I don't. That should be. I mean, that should be very easily done. Unless you're the bad guy, you don't want that to be. But
it'd be a little harder for you to switch tags, I guess.
Right.
Affixing the conceal, as they call it.
Right. Someone stole Paige's tag that time. I remember.
Yep. Stole the whole car.
She was mad. No, she wasn't mad about the car being stolen, but the tag. She was mad about that.
She didn't care about the car.
I do care about the car. It's my grandmother's car.
Do you have any hyena shirts like your cheetah one?
I have cheetah, leopard, zebra. What do you
zebra.
Want?
Wow.
Do you have giraffe?
Look. I would love
do you have a giraffe print panty set?
You look like that gay zebra from that stick of gum.
Do I?
Fruit strap gum.
That's
dude,
the
I
one.
Love it, man. I love it. What are you working on in the Plex, Leroy?
Well, I love it. A Texas woman hit the lottery for $83 million.
Oh, God. How old is she?
Does she get to take it home with her? That's what you're going to find out next.
Probably a scratcher.
There's that one state where you can't bequeath it to anybody. You thought I said a bad word, didn't you? All right, good morning, everyone.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.